Alinea tus chakras.
Welcome to episode number 7 of Maleducados podcast.
¿Por qué hay una cámara en nuestra cara?
Just so we can update people. All right, so this is episode number 7. This one's just going to be Luis and I bullshitting, discussing a few things that... Why am I yelling?
No sé. Oh, porque...
So when I have the headphones on, I feel like I can't hear myself, so I have to yell.
Pues no grites, chaval.
And I think there's a serious meeting going on upstairs. Sí. Out of the basement that we rent out of here. So
yo no quiero preguntar de qué se trata.
Yeah, dude. So I've honestly just been kind of sad this weekend. I haven't been doing much because...
¿Por qué, mijo?
My girlfriend's not here.
¿Qué está haciendo? ¿Te dejó?
No.
¿Podemos armar chismes, güey?
Almost. Exactly, yeah.
¿Podemos armar chismes?
No, my girlfriend's been at Ruido Fest in Chicago. My girlfriend runs Chulita Vinyl Club, you know, so she...
No,
went,
I don't. Explain me who your girlfriend is.
I can't talk about her in public.
But this is not in public. This is between you and me.
Yeah, but, you know, there's going to be like 6 people who listen to this shit that they might want to hear about.
Do you guys like to hear about Sammy's problems in his relationship?
I don't have any.
If you do so, press 1.
Oh, shit. This thing
if not,
this thing press went out of focus. 2. All right, so...
So, estás triste, chavo.
I'm fucking sad, dude.
¿Por qué, güey?
Because my girlfriend hasn't been here this weekend. She usually makes me breakfast.
Pero
that sounds fucked up. I don't want to start that.
No, güey. Mejor diga.
Because it's not true. I make breakfast a lot of the times, too.
Yo soy el que cocina.
I don't know how to make a lot of things.
Por eso se empiezan a pelear la gente. Así. Es que yo soy el que cocina, güey.
yeah, exactly.
Y no lava los platos.
Exactly, yeah. I'm really good at washing dishes, which is what I normally do. I always offer to wash the dishes because I don't really know how to fucking cook. I know how... I do kind of make eggs, potatoes sometimes.
Se te quema el agua.
Tortillas, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
like... Sé hacer sopes, quesadillas,
yeah, I wish,
huaraches. Pero no sé hacer de comer.
Exactly, so I've more or less just been, disabled this weekend because my girlfriend's not here. And I'm nothing without her.
Well, we know...
If you're listening, baby, te quiero chico! I fucking hope she does not listen to this. But no, she's been in Chicago for this weekend. She's at Ruido Fest, which, as we were just... dude, you're going to have to explain this shit, dude, because...
No. You're going to have to explain it to the people from Forward.
Okay.
Okay,
so my girlfriend runs Chulita Vinyl Club, which is an all-girl, all-vinyl collective. It's based... Well, it was started in South Texas, in Austin and San Antonio, and it's grown to a few other cities out here in California. If you haven't heard of them, be sure to check them out on Instagram. I think they're most active on Instagram. They have a Facebook page too, and Twitter, but it's at Chulita Vinyl Club, Chulita. And yeah, they were they're an act on the Ruido Fest lineup. And like me and Luis were talking just now, I know like two of the bands that are at this fucking thing because I'm such a...
My music taste has just been
whitewashed, bro.
Las que sí conoces, ¿quiénes son?
I seriously know, like, Chulita Vinyl Club, of course, you know, because my girlfriend's on it. And then Bomba Estéreo, I'm familiar with. Titán, Silverio, of course, who we will talk about in a second because he's a fucking cool...
Se dice su majestad.
Su majestad Silverio. Silverio.
Aunque te duele los...
Molotov, cinco. Of course, Intocable.
Incontable.
Which is sad, and I kind of want to talk about that. And it's hard for me to admit this sometimes, you know, because, you know, in the Latinx online world, you know, you don't want to seem like you don't know shit, you know. I want to feel... I want to be hip, you know.
¿Quieres que te pase así como que...
I want to know all the... Exactly, dude. So I want to pretend to know all these bands.
Y cuando te pregunten así cosas más a fondo de la banda, y es cuando te haces... Oh, exactly. No, nada más los conozco por encima.
Are we being too loud? I have the fucking headphones on. Do you think we're being too loud?
No, I think we're fine.
So this is a fucking terrible way to start, just because... I don't mean to shit on this festival whatsoever, because it actually looks really fucking cool.
Al contrario, es para que te ilumines.
Exactly, it's so that I illuminate my thoughts. Dude, scoot over, dude. Get in the frame, dude. The people want to see that fucking...
Esta vas a hacer que me siente derecho.
Stand right there? Alright, there we go.
Estás prieto.
You're dark as hell.
Es un festival que se empezó a hacer hace, ¿qué? ¿3 años?
I think
años?
So, yeah. I've only learned about it through my girlfriend too, which is also really sad, but it's really legit, and there's a bunch of really kind of up and coming Latinx, like I'm saying, Latino bands. We have to find a way to really label ourselves
but under one umbrella. Why do you have to label?
Because it's dude. Because it's
we're not, just humans.
It's Trump's music, America, dude. It's fuck this is Trump. What it's done.
Ahora sí ya es amigo de pinche Putin, güey. Así de, tuvimos una junta y ya nos,
yeah.
nos agarramos nuestras partes. Pero en fin, regresando al o sea, a lo que viene siendo Ruido Fest del 2017.
Yeah, so I seriously think you're going to have to explain this because, like, what kind of, okay. Talk about kind of the bands that are there right now.
Empecemos and, por el viernes. No, yeah. Empecemos okay, so por el viernes. Es un toquín de tres días.
Yeah, it's a festival, it's a, 3-day festival in... Oh shit.
Te están speaking hablando.
Of, that's my girlfriend calling.
A ver, creo que vamos a tener que pausa. Right a ver.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on speakerphone right now.
So are you.
Okay.
I just want to call you because I haven't had a chance to text or anything.
Hey, what, se puso complicado. Can you explain what Rido Fest is? Like in like two or three sentences.
It's a festival of music and it's very much focused on Latin American artists.
Who's it run by? Who ran it again?
Like the actual person?
Yeah, or what's the organization who runs it?
There is no organization. It's just basically two guys that started this festival about three years ago. One of the founders, his name is Eduardo Alvio.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And they started a fest in Chicago, and this is their third year, and this is, yeah.
How would you describe it to somebody that's never heard about it?
Interview?
No, yeah. How? I mean, how would?
Yeah, you are.
How would you describe it to someone that has never heard of it?
That's never heard of it?
Yeah.
A music festival that showcases and highlights Latin American artists and
up and coming Latin American
genre.
Huh? Up and coming.
¿Quién está? Cállate, déjala que hable.
Established, like the
people.
The people who are headlining, are kind of like older, more established.
They're well known.
Kind of like the Intocables and the Molotovs.
Julieta Venegas.
Yes.
That's cool, and it's in Chicago. What's the what park is it playing at again?
It's in Adams Park, and next to it, I guess.
Nice. Did you? You're about to go see Intocable, right?
Yes. No, actually, I'm about to see Mon Laferte.
Oh, nice. Mon Laferte.
Mon Laferte. Mon
Laferte. No, it's Mon Laferte. No le hagas caso.
I can't hear you.
I'm with Luis. We're recording the podcast right now, and we're literally.
Hey.
We're literally talking about Rido Fest and how I don't know any of these bands because I'm worthless pocho who listened to Radiohead for like the last 10 years.
Well, this is where you come to learn about your culture.
Ah, cómo le.
That's why you went. That's why you went so that you can go gather all the data and come back, report to me.
What?
You know, I'll make some playlists on Spotify and...
Okay, well, I'm gonna give out your stickers by the way, because someone knows you. So, I'm Whoa. Gonna give out the stickers.
Tell them to listen to this podcast.
What is your podcast called?
Bitch! Bitch!
¿Por qué se divorciaron?
It's called Maleducados Podcast. It's available on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube.
Sí.
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah, I'm telling you because obviously Samuel will not know because he's very uncultured in Latin America. But I just saw Simpson a huevo. You know who it is?
Yeah. Simpsons a huevo. Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw them. They wear like red jumpsuits. They're really good.
Yeah, nice.
By the way.
I'm recording this and I'm gonna use what you're saying right now.
Are you supposed to tell me this beforehand? Like before you start?
It was destiny that this happened because we were literally about to start talking about Rido Fest, and then it just your phone call came through and I was like, this is meant to be.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, just text me for or whatever. She didn't say I love you at the end. She's with her homegirls.
O sea, todavía de que le interrumpes, güey. Quieres que te diga te amo. O sea, no seas mamón, güey.
So yeah, that was actually hilarious. It was destiny for that to happen. I'm sitting here trying to stumble through what the fuck Cobrido Fest was, and lo and behold, my beautiful, intelligent, I miss her. The only people that I really know is Bomba Estéreo, Molotov, Chulita Vinyl Club. And that's about it. Intocable. I mean, I don't really listen. Silverio. I don't really listen to any of these bands, like, on a daily basis, I would say, if I'm being totally honest, you know. Or, like, on a weekly basis. These aren't people that I grew up listening to.
No es como que tienes un playlist con...
Exactly, yeah. Silverio, yes. And that's only as of recently when I...
¿Quién te lo enseñó, putito?
Yeah, you did. How dare you call me that? This is a... See, I was saying earlier we want to be a progressive... Forward thinking.
We are Latinx. Pero en ese pedo de cargar la pila, como que todavía estamos un nivel más arriba, entonces
yeah. No nos cargar esta pila, cabrón. All right, so I just asked Luis if he wanted to charge my battery. My battery being my penis, and the charge being his butthole. All right, so basically, yeah, like I was saying. I fucking hope we're not being too loud. I apologize to the debug homies if we're... So yeah, so it's like a smaller scale venue. It's like kind of South by Southwest, like 15 years ago or something. Maybe even like further back.
No, güey. South by Southwest nunca ha tenido como que un...
It's like South...
No, porque no ha sido un elenco 80% latinoamericano, güey.
For sure. I'm just saying, like, the version... Yeah, of course.
No, güey. Es más un Vive Latino, güey. Si te pones a pensar, yeah, es más un Vive Latino.
So it's up and coming Latin artists primarily, and the headliners, like with any festival like this, you know, there's like, you know, there's always like fucking like Coldplay or some fucking like a big band that's headlining, but then there's all these other bands that are, you know, you get of like a swath of whatever bands, and it's cool to see that in the Latin space that this is happening, people. So shout out to the people at Ruido Fest for putting this on. There's a lot of really fucking dope acts like Bomba Estéreo, Julieta Venegas, Molotov, Intocable, I mean, Titan. These are all pretty, like, legendary.
Yeah, well, this is, like, well-known bands already. Yeah. Ya tiene esto, todas las bandas que Sammy mencionó ya tienen mínimo más de 5 años tocando, lo cual para mí ya es una banda nueva. I mean, no una banda ya vieja y consagrada, pero la Molotov ya tiene más de 20, están cumpliendo 20 pelos con su... Donde jugarán las niñas tour, que es lo que están tocando.
Yeah.
En...
yeah. We should honestly, we were talking about starting like a playlist somewhere with some of these songs.
No les digas stuff. Los planes, güey. Que, que se queden conectados. Ya cuando vean el playlist, ya así de, ay, qué
pena. Well, dude, you know, I've always thought that the kind of music scene, especially like the vinyl and the DJ scene, like a lot of other things, is very like elitist. And, like, people in these scenes, like, don't like sharing. Like, if you're, like, this vinyl collector, like, you don't want to share. Like, this, like, oh, I'm not going to tell you who this is. I'm not going to cite the artist that this was. And for someone that, like me, that, you know, I really enjoy music.
No,
and,
no. Eres chismoso con la música.
Yeah, yeah. No.
You like to pass it around, though. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like to share. Or I like to more or less, like, whatever. Oh, yeah. No. Damn, I gotta fucking take a piss, actually.
Ooh.
That's gonna be hard.
Chaca, chaca, chaca.
Che vato cerdo, cabrón.
Discúlpame. Es que amo el porno.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. School the people, Luis, on the headliners.
On Ruido Fest.
On Ruido Fest. Okay, so Cultura Profética. I don't know who the fuck that is. I think we both don't.
Es una banda de reggae. Es una banda de reggae.
Bomba Estéreo had...
Son los colombianos.
Colombianos, los colombianos. They had that one. What was it?
Soy yo,
with that little hipster girl running around in the video.
Yeah.
If you watched it, that I do remember.
Pero ya tenían más canciones pegadoras.
Yeah, pegajosas. They're like the Black Eyed Peas of. I'm just.
No seas payaso, I'm just fucking around.
There's nothing wrong with Black Eyed Peas. Clubs with a Z. Also never heard of that. So Friday, not sure who the fuck these people were.
Pero el sábado.
Who else played on Friday? Titan.
Tocó Titan.
Titan, dude. So who is Titan, Luis, and what do they mean to you?
Son tres dioses que hacen una banda. En México lo que, bueno, no México, sino toda Latinoamérica, lo que tiene es de que ya no lo hace por escenas. Si lo quieres hacer por escenas, hay muchas escenas de rock chido y en músicas, hay muchas escenas de música electrónica alternativa bien vergas, pero ya no lo hacen nada más así, sino ya es las bandas que son chidas ya están saliendo y dándose más a conocer. Que hace muchos años cuando yo empezaba a hacer esto.
Yeah. So yeah, what did you used to like help put on shows too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, used to like
here in
the antes antes de que en la época famosísima del MySpace.
Uh-huh.
En el área de la Bahía había una página de rock que se llamaba Union Rocker.
Uh-huh.
Y ellos nosotros todos hacíamos toquines. Y traíamos bandas a veces, o a veces ayudábamos con la promoción, dependiendo qué era. Y así conocí a muchas bandas, a muchos de los que para mí eran mis super, hiper, mega ídolos. A muchos de ellos los conocí por eso. Y de varios me hice amigo, y de varios echamos chela con varios y todo eso. So, conozco muchos y muchos me conocen.
What year was that? What? So, Luis is saying that...
2007 yeah, to like 2011?
So, like 10 years ago, roughly?
Kinda,
like yeah. 10 years ago, Luis...
Ya estaba
patando. And Union Rocker, who is based out of San Francisco?
San Jose.
San Jose, really?
Yeah.
Are they still active? Or?
No, we're no, not.
Ya no.
Well, si lo quiero, puede revivir, pero no, dejémoslo ahí.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So ¿qué? No chillo. Si yo no chillo.
It was like a collective of people.
Of people, yeah. And pretty much like reporters. And
yeah, and they like people that were, that liked
Mexican, we used to have a TV
the
show.
Mexican music scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was but, yeah, the Mexican music, whatever was coming. So who were some of the bands that you guys...
Puta, entrevisté. Pues es que traían varias, güey. Traían bandas españolas como lo que era Mago de Oz, Rata, bueno, Rata Blanca es argentina, Los Ángeles del Infierno, putz, no sé, güey, ahí están los pósters, luego te los enseño.
Yeah, so where would the shows be?
En los terrenos de la feria. Los traía, los traía un señor que se llamaba Álvarez en Garner, yeah.
Huh.
Álvarez en Garner, que hacía
todo eso. So you guys did that for like 3 or 4 years, yeah. And then what happened? Or without, I'm not trying to like try to air out any drama or anything, but it just not, it just fizzled
well,
out. Or?
I mean, I don't know. It's like la persona que lo hizo te lo puede decir. Llegó un chingo de gente y al mismo tiempo cuando llega un chingo de gente y tratas de hacer un proyecto más grande y al mismo tiempo toda la gente no le pone el mismo empeño, no tiene caso y.
Yeah.
Las cosas se ven así y quedan muy raras.
So that you guys stopped booking
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we stopped doing everything porque teníamos un programa de televisión, el cual también valió gorro. Teníamos un programa de radio donde estaba Tlacoyo. So like Tlacoyo has been like a huge part of my life too, mm-hmm, since I got here. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, Tlacoyo is our homie who works yeah upstairs, actually.
Pero no
Fernando,
está allá,
he's not here. Are you listening to this shit, you son of a bitch?
I don't think he listens to this. All yo right me hubiera reclamado.
Yeah, right. So yeah, Fernando, yeah, is another homie who is part of Sonido Clash. Shout yeah out to Sonido Clash. Otros shout diferentes out temas en por esos rumbos that we're not going to get into. But yeah, you know, it's cool. Like we've talked about this before, yeah, about the Bay Area, the San Jose scene. And how, you know, in every single city, there's shit happening.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Right? And what's interesting about this, this is kind of like, we didn't know what the fuck we were going to talk
yeah
about in
exactly
this podcast. But luckily, my girlfriend called and saved it.
Y nos pusimos a hablar de música.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, we've talked about this before, about how there are, you know, scenes that in every city, in every sort of community. And it's cool to see it. And it's cool to see shit like Ruido Fest. Because I'm not a big festival person myself. I don't. I went to like South by Southwest and ACL in Texas, mm-hmm, when I was in high school. And even then, like ACL and South by Southwest were like unbearable. That was like almost fucking 10 years ago at this point. Nice. And for me, I don't necessarily like think that experiencing bands that you like in those kinds of settings are the best,
nah,
you know?
Nah, because I mean, definitivamente, si quieres ver a una banda, no es para un festival. No
yeah
es lo mismo ver a tu banda que toque por 2 horas las canciones que te gustan,
yeah,
a verlos nada más que toquen 45 minutos y prácticamente que los estén apurando.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Está chido porque tienes el chance de ver un chingo de bandas live, y si vas por mercancía está súper hiper mega rayado.
Yeah.
Pero al mismo tiempo...
It's like they're hiked up or
whatever. Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're gonna get like their music, that's gonna be the only place.
That's why, so I already have kind of a thing for festivals that I'm just not really into. And especially... but that's why, like, we saw Absol like two months ago. We saw him 2 months
that's
ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and that was at a really what was that place called?
Es el Catalyst, pero no estaba en el cuarto. No estaba en el cuarto grande, sino estaba en el cuarto chico.
Yeah, we saw Absol at
best the show
at,
ever
at the
best show
at the Catalyst ever. In Santa Cruz, and I want to seek more shows out like that because that was such a cool experience because it's a really small venue. There it was in Santa Cruz, so there was a bunch of bros there and shit. Like,
estaba like el audio like, estaba bien verga,
but the audio is really clean. You're like, you know, like 100 feet away from the artist. I prefer that. Yeah, and so festivals are cool when they're small. I feel like this because once you, I don't have any desire of going to Coachella or to Lollapalooza and all this shit. Is like the, it's really fucking expensive. Then you don't really get to experience like the music in a way that I feel does justice to the actual music, you know, because, you know, a lot of the times, like, you know, it's just like this fucking big ass fucking stage, this big field. There's a bunch of people there and they're, you know, I associate people going to festivals just getting like really fucked up and, you know, candy flipping and, you know, like doing all these fucking crazy drugs.
Yeah, but
so, no sé. That's just me. That's just me. Obviously, there's a huge market for it, and I'm just a fucking little bitch that likes to complain about shit. But
no, I mean, tienes razón prácticamente en casi todo, güey, porque yo estuve, hubo una época también en la que estuve trabajando para un periódico y era más como esclavitud que trabajo. y ahí me tocó ir tres o cuatro años seguidos a Outside Lands. So me tocó ver a Norte Collective, pero eso es a lo que me refiero. Yo vi a Norte Collective, pero cuando estaban, traían una, estaba Bostik Invisible, que no los conoces. Me voy a sentir como que estoy hablando en chino contigo. Venían Bostik Invisible y aparte tenían a dos cuates, uno con tuba y otro con tambora. So fue una mezcla más como análoga, porque su rollo de ellos es más o menos siempre siempre hacerlo como electrónico el pedo. Pero ya cuando traes así dos instrumentos al lado ya es como que tiene un poquito más de presencia. So a ellos me tocó verlos.
Festivals whatever, but in this Rido Fest there are we're talking through some of the bands that were there. Luis is gonna talk about them because I don't know shit.
Finally,
so Titan, okay, we totally just
I'm pretty sure tengo un 40% de discos de la mayoría de los que están ahí en mi pinche casa, cabrón.
Shit.
So no digas, we talk about yourself when you say that,
man. Alright, well.
No, pero, I mean, si quieres música, es que es como el website que te pasé, mendigo. O sea, si quieres música nueva, ahí vas a encontrar música nueva. No la vas a encontrar escuchando la radio que está afuera todos los días porque no hay nadie que toque esa música. I mean, los de aquí tocan reggaetón.
Dude, yeah, this is...
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about radio. Let's not talk about radio.
You know what's funny is that I actually listened to Abbey Road this weekend. Just randomly. That's so fucking random. I didn't like it as much as I used to. It had been a while since I've listened to Abbey Road. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't that fucking into it. It was, some of it was just like corny to me for some reason. Like they used a lot of like the piano and like organ stuff. It sounds like vaudeville. It just sounds really dated, man. And there was Come Together and I Want You. Those are the two that I can remember. Because I think is on there too. But I was thinking, like, that was, like, 1970, I think, somewhere around there. That was, like, almost, when we're going on, like, 50 years at this point. Like, 50 years ago, Abbey Road came out, and to me, it just sounds dated. Like, I didn't really, like, dig. I was listening to it, because when I was growing up in, like, middle school and high school, like, I was, like, a big Beatles fan, you know. I was like, oh, man, the Beatles are awesome. I have this fucking Let It Be poster in my fucking room and shit. And I guess I hadn't really sat down and listened to him in a really fucking long time, dude. Probably like 4 or 5 years at this point. And I sat down and I listened to it. I was like, this is not as good as it sounds like. Because especially with someone like the Beatles that are kind of played over and over and over and over and everything imaginable. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, I feel like I was thinking, like, if my neighbors heard me listening to fucking Come Together, I'd be like kind of embarrassed. I'd be like, why am I listening to this shit? It's like a fucking like corny ass song in a way. But I started thinking too, and I started listening to other bands around that time, like Led Zeppelin or like the big bands of Rolling Stones. Damn. And stuff. And it's just
it was not like what 70 what
like 70, 70 like 69 like 70 so, like around wow. there that all that shit happened, like Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones, came out. Yeah. And so I guess the reason I started talking about this was because
why did you bring the Beatles to this?
Yeah, dude, because because the Beatles represent like a very like fucking mega, they're obviously super influential. They're obviously going to be remembered forever as being, you know, one of like the first like pop bands or mega kind of cultural phenomenons that happened in like the 60s, right? Starting in the 60s. I think it's reflected in the music because Abbey Road came out like 69 when they pretty much broke up like 2 years after that, right? So it made me think that like, that pop music, the shit that's like the most mainstream, is always like the most accessible to people. It's always the shit that can like a lot of people can like, but it's kind of like they're just regurgitating they're basically copying all of the shit that's on the like the underground or whatever. And so I don't know why, I kind of was like really not into the fucking Abbey Road, dude. I was listening to it and I was just like, and especially like Led Zeppelin too, and thinking is like those guys just ripped. They had the money, which is what this reminded me of, is that these guys, the people that make it to that are in the entertainment business, mm-hmm. and in music specifically, people like, you know, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, they have like this major influence, right? But they have all this money to be able to do all this shit, to buy studio time, to buy. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that they didn't struggle, obviously. Like, those bands, obviously, they struggled like a motherfucker.
The struggle is way different, though.
Dude, so, like, the reason I was thinking about this, too, was because apparently at this Rido Fest, mm-hmm. there was some sort of, like, mix-up or some... There was some sort of, like, tussle between the people there and a fucking, like, I think it was a Home Depot stand that was there. And people started to like gather around this big thing where they were trying to get it to get out. I guess the owner of Home Depot is pro Trump.
Well, he is. Remember, he used to wear those like build that wall suits.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. That's fucking hilarious.
You remember those?
Yeah. The one was like the Pink Floyd, like the, yeah, like the wall. Which is hilarious. Wall. And so apparently at Rido Fest there was something where there were people that were kind of coming up to it and trying to get it to go out or something. And while obviously that guy sucks ass, it also sucks that the Home Depots or like the Toyotas, there's like this fucking Toyota thing on the flyer here.
Yeah,
they're already kind of they're already sponsoring it, which is a good thing, right? It's a good thing that they're getting.
It's kind of like a slap in the face.
Well, dude, this shit wouldn't be happening without that sort of money.
Well, behind yeah, it. But I mean, they're like saying that over here while talking on TV, saying some other shit. It's kind of like the slap thing.
What do you mean? Well, I mean,
it's like a slap.
All I'm saying that it's just like this kind of double-edged sword that you people have to accept. Of like, you can't come up with the money.
What do you mean, your people?
Huh?
What do you mean, you people?
No, I'm just saying. What do you mean, you people? I guess my point is that these festivals have like a lifespan. You know, they have they're small. Where they can get, you know, maybe like, you know, like 5 to 10 really solid headliners, mm-hmm. and then like, you know, 20 to whatever, 20 something or whatever other bands or whatever the number might be. And then it's kind of small scale, but then it grows and grows and grows, and then it gets more sponsorship and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it seems like a really brutal industry, basically, for a band trying to actually make it. because they're not gonna, I'm assuming these bands aren't getting paid a lot, and that's not, I'm not trying to talk shit about the people running Real Fest. I'm just saying that, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, it's great exposure, and I think the entertainment industry is just so based on that, so much of, like, you're gonna get exposure, you know, like, you're going to this Real Fest, or you're going to Coachella, you're going to Lollapalooza, and you're gonna get this exposure, and that exposure is worth you going there. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's hard for bands to make a living that way. And I don't know. I guess they have to choose. Yeah, díselo a Molotov, güey. Yeah, dude, that other podcast that we did that got deleted. Oh, like, what? We should talk about that, dude.
What? I remember.
About how, so Molotov is a headliner at this Rido Fest. Exactly. So who's Molotov? Molotov is
legendary. I'm going to cry now because I almost cried that night. Molotov is prácticamente el parteaguas en el rock mexicano. Yeah. Lo que viene siendo Molotov, o lo que pasa a ser Molotov cuando nace, es como dar una cachetada con guante de box a todo el rock que estaba saliendo de México, porque nada era así, güey. Había bandas pesadas como La Cuca, sí, pero no había nada que le mentara a su madre a los de Televisa.
Yeah.
No llegó nadie que le dijera.
So who would you compare them to? Puta. Was that kind of Rage Against the Machine?
Sí, es cierto, lo estamos comparando con Rage Against the Machine.
They're kind of like the Rage Against the Machine
porque
of Mexico.
Hacen hip hop rap y le meten de todo y tiene.
Yeah, and they're one of the headliners at Rido Fest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, this is a great example. I totally forgot about
what
this.
What happened to that dude?
I told you
that was a nice tape.
Yeah, it was. But so basically Molotov, who's like this well-known, renowned Mexican rock band from Mexico. They've been around like last like 20-30 years.
Yeah, 20-30 years. But the thing with them is that no había cuando ellos salieron, no había mucha banda o muchas bandas que le tiraran al gobierno mentándosela más que el Tri.
Yeah.
Y la verdad, llegó un tiempo en el que el Tri, pues, llegó a ser obsoleto ya.
Yeah.
Así de, nadie, incluso yo creo que nadie le pone atención a las letras del Tri porque Alex Lora es de Puebla y se hace pasar por chilango. Pero esa es una historia mía, no me crean.
That's hilarious. Okay, so this band Molotov got their fucking tour van or their equipment van hijacked, kidnapped like 2 months ago or like,
months
a
ago,
mo-
yeah,
like
yeah.
A 2 months ago.
2 months ago. They got,
and we talked about
shit.
That in a we're just joking right now, but we lost that other episode.
Yeah. Now I want
to
cry.
Yeah, that's the point that I was trying to make is that a band like Molotov, who's, you know, headlining at Rido Fest here in Chicago, they're this, you know, well-known, renowned Mexican rock band that's been around for the last 20 years. Basically, fucking Molotov got their equipment van stolen. Yeah. It got hijacked. They literally got fucking pulled over by some thugs.
Not them. Let's be specific. Not them. It was the people that were carrying all
right,
the gear.
Their equipment. That's what I'm saying. Their gear, their equipment van. And it got hijacked, so they got all their shit stolen. And
in the middle of the road. It wasn't even like...
That's so fucking crazy to think that if someone like Rage Against the Machine were to get their shit stolen, that would kind of make news,
you know? No los paró cualquier persona. Los pararon güeyes con armas largas que prácticamente sabían quiénes eran y qué era lo que iban a bajar.
You can get away with doing shit like that in Mexico. Of stopping like a famous band and stealing their shit.
Al tiro silos, I know you're in Mexico.
That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah. Well, that happens to everybody that lives over there.
What ended up happening with that?
Well, como a las 12, como a la semana y media, les encontraron sus cosas en una bodega, no sabes.
Really?
Sí.
Seriously?
Sí.
Oh, shit.
Pero es a lo que me refiero. Nunca le pasa a otras personas que hablan mal del gobierno. Siempre, como, es que seamos honestos. Molotov ya está en una época en la que está recibiendo bastante dinero, que la neta sí ya son un poquito más de vendidos. Han trabajado ya con Televisa en varias ocasiones, que no necesita.
Wait, so you're saying you think that hijacking had something to do with them?
No,
being critical of the government.
No, I think the hijack was just like a bad luck.
You know what's
funny? But the way that they found their things is because like people knew about that shit.
Yeah.
Y si hay algo que el gobierno de México hace perfectamente es ocultar todo eso, ocultar de que lo critiquen.
Yeah.
Eso lo hace perfectamente.
Dude, that's so funny, man. That's fucking wild.
Porque a otra señora que para mí también se me hace una buena cantante, que se llama Susana Zabaleta, a ella también se metieron a robar a su casa. Y es la fecha en la que no le han arreglado ni madres.
Yeah.
So.
That's so fun. Dude, yeah. We've talked about this before, but I always feel that when I hang out with Luis, I feel like I get updated on the news that's coming from Mexico that I don't necessarily consume myself, like on my own, you know, because I heard about this Molotov thing through you. I know who Molotov is. I know the band, but that headline about them getting their shit fucking stolen, their equipment stolen, that I would have never have seen that if I didn't know you, you know, like I don't think that would have come up in like my feed or anything. Mm-hmm. And so that's just like really fucking crazy when you tell me shit like that. I was like, fuck, man, what the fuck is going on in Mexico?
Yeah,
well, like these the famous rock bands are getting fucking hijacked off the fucking street.
El gobierno de México está muy de la verga. Yeah. ¿Cómo es que nos saltamos de ruido?
Yeah, that's a whole nother
it's another kind of podcast that you guys.
But basically what I was going to say is that the whole idea of artists selling out, of bands selling out, I don't think people that are like the fans or the people that criticize them for selling out kind of recognize how truly fucking brutal it is for a band that they, like, for instance, like Rage Against the Machine, right? They're kind of a band that has always touted themselves as being like very like political. Yeah. They're kind of anti-capitalist. Mm-hmm. Which is just kind of funny, considering.
But I mean, just think about this.
But no, my point is, all I wanted to say is that, like, that artists, I would say, eventually sell out, and that's fucking okay.
Yeah,
they're trying to make a fucking living, exactly. Dude. They love what they do.
Julieta Venegas es una de ellas.
After fucking 15 years of grinding, yeah, of trying to be anti-establishment, yeah, it's really sad to say. It's sad to think about that fucking.
Not really. I mean, just think about that it. Someone, you are the artist.
Yeah.
Tú eres el artista.
That's what, wey, I'm saying. Yeah.
Tú eres el que quieres llegar arriba, güey.
Yeah.
A huevo que vas a ser. I mean, por eso existe la música de banda, güey.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
todos quieren ser así. De la única manera en la que lo vas a hacer rápido es de si te vas a la banda. Eso te lo puedo asegurar. Eso te lo puedo asegurar.
Luis is saying that the only
way. Yeah, haces una banda.
The only way to get super famous and
super rich and really
super
quick,
rich very quickly is if you play banda.
Yeah. Definitely.
Which I'm not gonna do.
You should.
I should, dude.
You should.
As a project, as an art project, like
as a side project.
Yeah, side project. But yeah, no, yeah. So it was, you know.
Pero al final de cuentas es eso, güey. Todos buscan ese pedo, güey. Todos buscan llegar a vivir de hacer su música.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to do independently. And
por
it's
eso, el Simpsons a huevo, the Wookiees.
Yeah.
Piche Adanovsky.
All right, Milkman, so we'll seriously.
Y toda esa, el Dusty. La Santa, yeah, Cecilia también le ha sufrido.
Yeah.
I mean, hay bandas a las que a mí me gustaría apoyar, como por ejemplo las chavas de Ruido Rosa. A los de Fobia no, porque los de Fobia, Jay de la Cueva es puto. No es cierto. No sé, es que Simpsons a huevo me late un chingo. No sé, hay un chingo de bandas nuevas y chidas que están saliendo, pero lo que vuelvo a repetir, las bandas que están ahí todas ya,
yeah,
tienen,
I mean, we'll
carrera.
See what's interesting about what's happening now is,
oh, es que me conoces, güey, ya te voy a empezar a pasar bandas nuevas, cabrón.
Yeah.
Bandas que sí son nuevas, güey.
No, but what's interesting about what's happening now, you know, I was talking about the Beatles and kind of how I was, you know, kind of rethinking their position, people like them or Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, who in their own right struggled really hard, and you know, they made it to where they were because they kind of persevered and they were fucking hardworking as fuck, and I can't take that away from them. Nope. But I just don't think that throughout the kind of the history of entertainment and kind of pop culture in America over the last fucking 100 years, only certain people get that privilege, and I think it is basically just fucking white dudes. Like, a lot of the times they're the ones that are given the sort of the rite of passage to do it. People like Led Zeppelin, they take old blues, old Willie Dixon songs, yeah, and they have the money, the whole fucking machine behind them that they rightfully built, right? But like, why the fuck doesn't Willie Dixon get as much praise or fame as they did? He didn't have the money. He was just like some random fucking dude who's just like a brilliant fucking artist or performer. But he doesn't get the same accolades. He didn't get the same sort of infrastructure that people like Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, the Beatles, et cetera, get. And so what's interesting about now is that there's the internet, and everybody can post whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And it's so much easier more accessible rather to make these. You can make a song. Like in 1960, make a song like you could now. Like
anybody
with GarageBand, which is obviously hard to attain in its own right.
It still is hard to do.
Hard to do.
Yeah, still.
But it's not as totally like out of reach, where like anybody can basically.
Pero también al mismo tiempo de tanto que hay, tienes que saber que hay unos que sí son muy malos. Hay unos que sí son muy malos para hacer ciertas cosas. Y hay otros que de plano sí saben cómo hacer las cosas.
Yeah. It just sucks that there's like this really crazy machine that's that's churning out all of this. It's always going to happen, you know? It's only getting like worse in some sense. It's
the music, how can I put this in some words? The music system.
Yeah, or just the entertainment or entertainment system, and pop entertainment machine. Pop
culture.
It's a you know, like across, you know, like movies, music. Those are the two big, like TV, music, and movies. This is huge industry, this entertainment industry, that's run by a relatively few amount of people, and they're the ones that are. And like I said, you want to. That music, that sort of media has to exist because not everybody wants to listen to this shit. Some people like literally just kind of want to consume media as passively as possible. They don't actually give a fuck about what they're watching, and that's fine. But what the problem is that there's not a lot of diversity in across the world, and it's changing.
It's slowly changing, and it's cool.
It's cool to see that change happening.
Across
the board, Asian people, Black people, Latin American people.
Supongamos que
I think it's changing in the right way. It's just kind of slow.
Que escucha radio regular.
Yeah.
Ellos no tienen acceso a ese tipo de bandas porque no las tocan en la radio.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Like, si yo que estoy aquí en California no los escucho, tú que vienes de un lugar así de güero o gabacho como Texas, güey, menos vas a saber quiénes son todos ellos.
Yeah, yeah.
O sea, por ese lado lo entiendo.
But yeah, what I get mad at myself about though is that
you don't get like to a point where you want to reach to them?
No, I'm saying that what I get mad about myself is that I could have been looking these people up easily. Like on the internet, you know. Even 10 years ago.
Dude,
10 years ago, I was what? I was 16 or 17.
No mames, I was in high school. Escuchando pinche Blink 182.
No, at that point. That was earlier, dude. I swear to God, just for the record. I swear to God. By 17, I was like well into my Radiohead and Mars Volta like addiction. But I didn't, and I had cousins in Mexico that I kept in touch with that did listen to fucking Molotov and all the fucking like Kinky and the what's that one like really famous band that like the rock Panda, right?
Oh, no mames, escucharon a Panda.
Panda, yeah. So
si hubieras dado una cachetada.
Yeah, I mean, it's shit like that, you know. But I'm unfamiliar and unaware of the Mexican scene, and not because I disliked it or that I no lo rechazo, you know, in any way. I just didn't grow up listening to it because I was much more in the sort of like American indie hip hop, those two specifically. Like I just listened to a shitload of rap and sort of like indie music of the 2000s and stuff, and I didn't really ever really listen to Mexican music a lot, man. I don't know why it is. I wasn't around it. Because I feel like if I had been listening to Silverio 10 years ago, I would have loved that shit. Like, I listen to it now. I'm just like, dude, this sounds fucking amazing. Like, Juan Cirerol, another really fucking badass artist that you told me about, who I really, really fucking like. And I think his style is super tight. Juan Cirerol, shout out to that dude. And he's... That's a really cool artist to talk about because a lot of the time I feel that not just in Mexico and other countries, like I hate the fact that the same sort of fucking crazy pop machine that exists here in America, I feel that a lot of countries try and basically copy, you know, like Asian countries or Latin American countries, they try and do their own version of punk. They try to sound like punk or they try to sound rock or they try to do. And so what I sometimes like, just trip out about is like why do Mexican artists, and it's still happening now, of the like some of the bands and shit like on like the Mezcla posts about, like they're very sort of like indie or they're kind of like garage.
I mean,
like
I have a
electronic
fight with Remezcla,
yeah.
I have a fight with Remezcla. Like, to be honest, they're not new. on their on all of the stuff that they post is like nothing is new. Like yeah. I already knew about that, but at the same time, it's like because I was in the business. Like what they're posting right now is like bands that I hear before.
Yeah,
and the new shit they're not even playing.
Right, right. No, no. Okay, so I'm not trying to get off point. My point. My point with that is that a lot of those bands, I feel like they try and why does America like get to choose the genre or like the kind of the movement, whether it's rock, whether it's fucking like indie or electronic, like
I think it's not that you guys get it. It's like the
whole why machine. Is there like no the whole why is there like
appropriate
this
appropriate some of that stuff because I mean
so the, you, right like right now for instance there is a huge sort of like garage rock sort of scene that's been developing for the better part of like 10 years at this point, you know, like a band that comes to mind is like Tame Impala. They're the they're kind of like the main the most mainstream the most kind of like successful like from the psychedelic garage rock band type. I like Tame Impala. They're pretty fucking tight.
Yeah,
but there's this whole other like there's like this whole range of people that are people in Mexico and Latin America and other parts of the world that are all trying to do garage rock. So it's like why does America have so much influence in terms of
o sea, what's ponle pausa y te digo.
Me ando, verga. That's why I have like sometimes you'll show me like these other kind of like like Mexican rappers or and
no te gustan.
I like them.
Nah, seas mentiroso.
I mean I first of all I have a thing where I don't ever criticize artists. Well, it's kind of complicated. I basically I commend any sort of person who's putting shit out there. Because that's a lot more than a lot of people can say. A lot of people who, like, criticize whatever the critics, a lot of the times they're just critics and they don't actually put shit out. And that's fucking whack. So even bands like Creed and Nickelback, you're like, all right, they suck, but they got up and did it. Which is, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but they fucking did it, all right? And that's better than just sitting on your ass and criticizing people, which is kind of what we're doing right now. So okay. We're just being hypocrites. But no, dude, with bands like when you show me what's the name of them, that trap the dude who's like fucking tattooed and fucking he looks like Mara Salvatrucha.
Oh, El Remic?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Remic, the guy. Let me show you that guy for you.
Yeah,
for
so the, he's they're part of what's their crew name?
Oh, he's part of Homegrown Mafia.
Homegrown Mafia. They're from Mexico?
Yeah.
Mexico City.
Yeah.
Okay, so Homegrown Mafia is from Mexico City. Luis has been showing me a few of their songs.
Y dices que están de la verga.
No, I don't think they're bad. I just think that they're replications of trap music.
Oh, yeah.
When I hear them, I just think this is trap music in Spanish.
So?
There's nothing. It doesn't.
This is the Mara Salvatrucha, right?
Yeah. So, I hope he never listens to this because I would never want to confront him after.
No seas puto, güey. No pases unos putazos, güey.
No, tu música está bien chingón.
Tu música, güey, es bien vergas, güey. No, güey, I mean, está chido porque tienes que aprender algo, güey. O sea, ese güey está sacando algo en un lugar en donde no es tan fácil sacar música.
Yeah, yeah.
Y aparte para ser escogido por una pinche disquera mamalona.
So why is he choosing to make music...
Well, he's
be a trap or be a rap. Okay, like what?
This. He started doing like cholo rap. That's how he starts. Ese güey su música es pinche música de sureños, güey. Pero cuando se juntó con los güeyes de Homegrown Mafia, güey, que ya fue cuando le enseñaron así como que ponte vergas, güey. Este desmadre no es pa cholos, esto es más pa echar desmadre. Y el güey ya como que su tipo de lírica cambió. So, I mean.
Well, yeah, no, my point, like, no, we're talking
es
about
lo
earlier.
Mismo, es lo mismo, es hip-hop, güey, es hecho por...
Yeah.
O sea...
And...
creo que el único tipo de música que no está hecho aquí es el reggae.
Yeah. Porque well, reggae, no, look, let's not get off topic. I basically brought up these guys, okay, these trap Mexican rap artists that are popular now. They're popular right now. And again, right now in America, the hip hop scene, the trap influence has been fucking crazy over the last 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. People like Gucci Mane, who's more or less, I think, got it into the mainstream, or one of the people that got it into the mainstream. Mm-hmm. People like Gucci Mane, the Waka Flockas, the fucking Chief Keefs in Chicago and Atlanta have these like really like
Sos Amigos and all of them, right?
Yeah, they're from Atlanta. Atlanta and Chicago.
Except Charles Gambino.
He's
not part of that.
Atlanta? I don't think so. No, he's not.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, but he's not part of the trap scene. But yeah. My point is that these people in Mexico and other parts of the world, I can only assume, which we don't even know about, but I am almost positive
sure
exists.
There's trap in Argentina.
There's trap in fucking China, Chinese trap and all this shit. And
yeah.
So it's like when you show me these shit, it's like, I like it, but it's like, I like A$AP Ferg better. You know, I like fucking Gucci Mane and I like all these other guys. It's more so because like I really respect those artists that are doing shit and that they're putting that out and they're doing like their own version of trap or rap in Mexico and in Spanish, and that's really dope. But at the same time, it's like it also feels like a derivative of what's already happening. It doesn't seem like fresh, or it doesn't seem like it's like it feels like it's part of a scene. And they're what's also unfortunate to see sometimes.
You just answered that question, bro.
Yeah, and another thing too. And
you're gonna have people who's gonna do that in Spanish. You're gonna have people that's gonna do that like in Mije, which is like a really old language from Mexico. It's like you're gonna find people that's gonna do that because like people wants to hear that type of music.
Yeah, and so like to bring it back to what we were talking about sort of the American pop machine that is fucking people are constantly fucking attracted to and suck the dick, myself included. You know, I'm not excluding myself from that.
So you suck dick.
Yeah, the American pop dick. I fucking up and down that shit, my dog. You think I got these big lips for no reason, my dog?
Tu mamá está escuchando.
Yeah, I wish. No, my mom definitely does not listen to this. All right, let's wrap this shit up, dude. No, I don't think we got anywhere other than me hating on the Mexican rap scene. I wasn't hating on it. I just want to reiterate.
Te gustan nada más los que hablan en inglés, güey. Acéptalo, güey. Yeah. Acéptalo que eso tiene mucho.
Well, it's not
mucho
only.
A huevo. Acéptalo, puto.
Yeah, it's not only that, but what's been making its way up the mainstream, what people really like and are attracted to, and that's kind of shoved down our face in the media, is this basically kind of like this crazy party lifestyle of drinking and doing drugs and doing Molly, you know, Mollies and Percocets and doing pills.
Percoche. Yeah. En Mexico es percoche.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not necessarily something that I think is like the best thing to be promoting, you know? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, those guys talk about that shit, but obviously they're not the only ones that do it. The Gucci Mane's trap in general is a music of like the fucking the hood, you know, of
del barrio.
Fucking drug life being a drug dealer and selling drugs. And I don't think a lot of the times people really register what that means, that experience means, in the context of the sort of like the greater sort of media output that exists. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like people like this guy. What's his name again? I'm sorry, I forget it. That's how
El Alemán.
That's his rapper name. Yeah, right? El Alemán. He probably comes from a fucking crazy ass fucked up part of Mexico City.
Well, no, that's Remick. El Alemán is de Baja California.
Okay,
that's the guy that pretty much does the trap.
Okay, okay.
Like,
so
no, it's because you have to understand this. Rick, the guy that you said he looks like Amara,
yeah,
he actually is from Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
But El Alemán, which is like pretty much su hijito, así como que lo agarró debajo de su ala y le dijo, vente, yo te ayudo. Y ahorita esos dos güeyes están haciendo música bien vergas. Y ese, El Alemán fue el que lo jaló para lo que es Homegrown Mafia. So, estás confundiendo a las personas, pero Remick es el que parece Cholo Maratrucha.
Okay.
Cholo Salvatrucha.
Okay, so you know, we're just talking through this shit. You know, we're trying to get somewhere with this, you know, because we like music, we like culture, we like Mexican people, we like American people sometimes. but you know, the point is that rap music has always been, or it was founded on a sort of marginalized community where people, African American people, could go and express themselves and in their music and, you know, rap has a lot of fucking, like, samples and stuff. They use music, older black music, older African-American music. They sample it. They use it in their music. They used to play it in the fucking, in the streets of, like, New York and stuff. The guy who had a fucking sound system, they would get together. It was very community-oriented, fucking dope. People, poets from the streets, they would fucking rap their shit, their story. It's fucking amazing, which is why I really like rap myself. And these guys in Mexico are now doing it. They're telling their story. They're telling it through rap, which is a really beautiful medium to do it through. But my whole thing is when I basically start to kind of question and be critical of whatever, whether it's in America or Mexico, of like people expressing themselves and their story, and when they start to exploit that, you know, like they're at some point lo van a explotar, like, you know, like, oh, now we're going to talk about, you know, drinking and doing drugs, which is part of that, which is something that people go through. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be talking about it. Yeah. I just think about the kids that are listening to this shit is like, you know, when kids hear Molly Percocet in a song, and it's this huge fucking song, you know, which I think is a pretty cool song too. And the future song, you know, but think about that's not a good message to be sending to fucking kids, to people in general, not even just kids.
Ya, es que, like, te estás yendo ya muy extremo, güey, porque tú con pedos, güey, y escuchas ese tipo de música 24/7, güey. Esa música la escuchas tú cuando estás solo, güey. No la escuchas cuando estás con alguien más. Como, por ejemplo, la letra está muy pasada de verga. Está chida, a mí me encanta.
From the Mexican people?
Yeah. Pero al mismo tiempo es así de que no la escuchas con mucha gente. Por ejemplo, no vas a ir en el carro y si va una mujer vas a estar escuchando eso. Eso es obvio.
Yeah.
O sea, tampoco te claves, güey.
Yeah.
So, hay música que sí puedes, como, por ejemplo, compartir con tus amigos. Incluso ellos van a entender que el pedo de lo que están hablando los de Homegrown Mafia, todos los que están haciendo trap, es de puro desmadre, güey.
Yeah.
Pero al mismo tiempo, tú no vas a hacer eso, sino nada más es así de, ah, está chido lo que están hablando.
Yeah.
Pero al mismo tiempo, no te vas a clavar.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that we should not be normalizing
la palabra puto.
That's a different story. No, but in music or in mainstream culture, I don't think it's smart to be supporting shit that's basically like of partying too much, of drinking and partying and kind of painting this unrealistic picture of what success means, of being super materialistic and all that shit. And that's the only thing I feel like. That's why I've always gravitated towards singer-songwriters who play acoustic guitar.
Ahora entiendo lo de Juan Cirerol.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, but that dude fucking raps about doing some. Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious. No, dude, Juan Cirerol talks about doing some.
Se habla de la neta, güey. Se habla de que le gustan las metanfetaminas y habla de Molly Percoche. No, bandas de las que estaba hablando este güey ahorita, por ejemplo. Está el Yoga Fire, el Alemán, el Ojo del Trap. Métanse ustedes, porque luego ya. O sea, estábamos hablando de música y terminamos hablando de otro tipo de música. Y mejor si ustedes lo buscan por sí mismos y no dejan que nosotros hablemos.
I don't want to seem like I.
Sí, lo quieres hacer,
no
es mentira.
No, I don't want to. Look. Settle. Think about your.
What you're gonna say? Your girlfriend is in a festival.
Yeah, she's at the festival celebrating Latin artists in Chicago.
¿Y si vio a Simpsons a huevo? Simpsons a huevo es otro güey de los.
Yeah.
¿Sí lo has escuchado?
No.
Ese güey es otro de los güeyes que también está como que haciendo trap, pero no mames, ese güey también está cabrón. La neta, ese güey es uno de mis nuevos chamacos ídolos, así que están bien vergas. Junto con otro güey que un DJ bien vergas del DF que se llama Mequetrefe, que no está ahí, no está en Red Office, pero también está cabrón. Hay un chingo de bandas, luego hablamos.
I need to start a band. That's what needs to happen. So I can put the pedal to the motherfucking metal, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think I might start one.
¿Cómo le hago, Samuel? Quiero ser músico, güey.
You just You just gotta believe, dude. You gotta believe in your... All right, let's cut this shit short.
I believe in aliens. Does that work?
All right, so, Luis, why don't we just end with your top five favorite albums?
De todo México.
Of all time.
No, pues es que está cabrón, güey.
Or just your favorite three.
Discos favoritos, y creo que dos de ellos no los conoces. El primero es Atemajoc de Porter, una banda de Guadalajara. Creo que el segundo favorito... Ay, chale. Es que la pones cabrón, güey.
Yeah. We should have had time to think about
this. Exacto, güey. No nada más así de... Creo que el Dónde Jugarán las Niñas de Molotov. Y mi tercer disco favorito... Sin duda es A la Izquierda de la Tierra de Panteón Rococó.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
A la Izquierda de la Tierra refleja... demasiado de lo que yo estaba pasando al mismo tiempo que le estaba pasando a México. So.
All right, so my favorite three, I think. So yours are Porter.
Ajá, Porter de Guadalajara.
De Guadalajara. What was the name of the album?
Tomahawk.
Tomahawk. What was the second one?
El segundo es el Dónde Jugarán las Niñas de Molotov.
Dónde Jugarán las Niñas de Molotov.
Y el tercero, A la Izquierda de la Tierra de Panteón Rococó.
Those are three Mexican ass bands.
Exacto, güey. Te estoy diciendo que
Porter, sí. Panteón Rococo, and Molotov. Those are your top three albums of all time.
Yeah.
Even over Mars Volta?
No. Estoy diciendo de México, güey.
No, I'm saying of all time.
Oh dude, no. That's heavy, dude. Yeah. I mean, está el LA Woman de The Doors.
Yeah.
El, ¿cómo se llama? Francis the Mute.
Yep.
Y, puta, el tercero. Nivel awesome, güey. Pues no sé, güey, porque la neta, yo sí me quedo con el Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, güey.
Nice, yeah.
I mean,
that's a good choice, dude. That's
de
really
todo
good.
El tiempo es así de...
Yeah, that's one of them.
L.A. Woman, fucking, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cuál era el otro que te dije, güey? Son las drogas, mamá.
No, LA Woman, The Doors, Kendrick, obviously, and then
Kendrick y
el... Francis the Mute.
Francis the Mute. Mars Volta, yeah.
Porque... I would probably say Hail to the Thief by Radiohead. Probably Francis the Mute as well. Mars Volta, of course, classic as fuck. And third, I don't think I've showed you this guy. This guy named John Hopkins.
Sobrino de Stephen Hopkins?
No, hell no. John Hopkins, he's like a German producer. This is the only album that I've really... It's called Immunity. So, Hail to the Thief, Francis the Mute, and Immunity. I think Immunity, yeah, he's like this German producer, but I've listened to that shit like so many fucking times. And yeah, I think you know, we were talking about kind of making this podcast more kind of music oriented. We're both like really like into music, so I'm trying to think of a way to best you know, execute that.
Mira,
because we could start making playlists like on Spotify and or.
Pues güey, no mames, ahí podemos hablar de música más no poder, porque también me imagino que traes, por ejemplo, Dionne Warwick. Esos güeyes también vergas.
They're tight, yeah.
Y esos güeyes. No hay nadie que esté haciendo algo así en México.
True.
Y también no son gabachos, güey.
Yeah.
Pues, y por eso es así de que hay varios...
That's why that dude fucking Silverio is so tight, because he...
Pero es que, ay, güey, Silverio es un pinche... Es un dios, güey. O sea, ahí no me puedo poner a alegar contigo,
like,
porque ese güey está muy cabrón, güey.
Is that why you don't like Galatia? Is because he kind of rips off of him a little
Hell
bit?
Yeah.
You think so?
Al chile, güey... Es que Silverio lleva más años, güey.
Yeah.
Y es que también tienes que entender que Silverio no es nuevo, y Silverio viene de una mamada que se llama Rico Suave.
Dude, what was the name of the band, the electro thing that you...
Oh, la nueva.
Dude, I want people to listen to this.
Estoy en una transición de mi vida, se llama Mi Maldito Grupo Sangre.
Dude, I don't know about this band, dude.
Dude, para mí son una pinche... electro, esa. Les vamos a poner una cancioncita.
Just very quickly.
Nah, déjales la canción, güey, y después haz de cuenta que la escuchen ellos. Tú ya la escuchaste en ese momento. So que la escuchen ellos, güey.
So this is the shit that Luis showed me earlier, and I was like, what the fuck? It was like fucking Rammstein
combined. A la verga, no es Rammstein, es mexicano, putos.
It's like Slipknot meets...
No, verga.
Fucking... This is like
la
the...
Letra, la this letra is like the ICP.
This is like the Insane Clown Posse of fucking Mexico right here.
Un abrazo al señor monstruo donde quiera que ande.
Alright, so
pon la canción, güey, para que la escuchen después de que o antes o algo así.
Alright, so out of all the songs that we could have shared,
nah, la neta,
on this episode,
esta canción,
we just a little bit, just to show you
lo que hace Luis, lo que yeah. escucha Luis.
So that shit, yeah, I mean...
Güey, pero es que no puedes decir que una canción es buena o mala en 50 segundos, ¿no? Puedes reconocerla, pero no yeah. puedes decir si es buena o mala. Por
that
eso...
was enough. That was, no, more no, no. That was the whole
ponles
song.
La, ponles that la, canción, y song, ellos, no, wey, ponles la was... canción y que ellos decidan,
that
wey.
Was the whole
no
fucking chido, song, basically. There's not, that doesn't go anywhere from there. You know what I'm saying? It's just
oh.
like...
Yeah, yeah. ¿Cómo no, güey?
When did this shit come out?
En el 2017, puto.
Damn, seriously?
¿En
no,
serio?
It's 2014, dude.
No mames.
Yeah. 2014. Disco Oscuridad.
14?
All right, that's a whole other thing. All right, so we're going to end on that. Yeah. This has been Maleducados, where we discussed the Mexican music scene, or just attempted to...
No llegamos a todos los géneros.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Este, no.
Okay. Tell the people where they can find Maleducados, dude.
¿Tenemos Instagram?
No, we don't. I guess it's just Twitter? The desmadre. It's all the desmadre shit.
Oh, bueno, pueden encontrarnos en desmadre.com. Pueden encontrarnos en @desmadre en Instagram.
Com.
Oh, también es .com en
yeah.
Instagram también.
Spelled out, yeah. Okay. DOTCOM at the end of that. Desmadre.com.
Desmadre DOT.
COM.
COM. Nos pueden encontrar ahí. O también nos pueden encontrar en SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/desmadre.com. Igual. Porque se les hace bien chido ponerle .com. En YouTube.
Same shit.
Igual.
It's the same ad everywhere. But. Desmadre Podcast, Maleducados Podcast, available on SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
iTunes,
chéquenlo.
Stitcher, and YouTube.
¿Ya checaron lo que dice el jefe culero? De que los chinos no lo dejan dormir cuando viaja. Ah, no, es el avión, ¿verdad?
Yeah. And so, we might start doing we're gonna figure out a way to start posting playlists so sí. that they can listen to this beautiful song.
Bueno. Si recibimos más
electrosatanismo.
¿Te hablo? Si recibimos más de dos mensajes que digan que sí les gusta, güey.
Yeah.
A lo mejor sí.
Yeah, if you're
aunque
still...
sea uno que sea de Carlos y el otro que sea de Jesús, güey.
Yeah, yeah. Even those motherfuckers aren't listening. If you're listening to this, send a message to the Desmadre Instagram and we will send you some stickers and...
Una foto de Sammy encuerado.
And a picture of me naked with my genitals blurred out. Because we're not trying to get in trouble. Thank you for listening, and we will see y'all next week.
¿Ya nos vamos?
Let's go.
Pero deja esa canción de fondo.
This fucking song, dude.
Sí, güey. No nos pasa nada, Samuel.
It's not playing, what the fuck? There we go.
Pues si le subes, güey.
Okay.
Con eso nos vamos.